The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie & Kent. Robot building supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have you with me. And the number is 1-300-736-736 on this beautiful day. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia, top dollar paid for all trade-ins at Werribee Kia. I want a few of your overreactions from the Mask series. I got a few of my own. Nick D'Arcetto is going to join me a little bit later on with a few of his overreactions from the Mask series. There are no winners and losers from the preseason win-loss-wise, but there are winners and losers in reality. Preseason injuries can kill a team's season before a game's played, and thankfully there hasn't been any season-ending knee injuries or bone breaks yet. We've got two games to come today, North Melbourne and Sydney and Geelong and Essendon. But the fans are not stupid. You know what you've been seeing. I want your thoughts. 1-300-736-736. You know exactly what you've been seeing pre-season, regardless on the scoreline. And I'll give you a few of my overreactions to the Mask series and then take a couple of yours. Don't forget you can get me on the speckled text as well, 0433 98 11 16. That's the speckled text number. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. A few of mine before yours. St Kilda will improve. That's a given. You can put these things in the time capsule and play them back post-season, but St Kilda will improve. 14th last year. They'll finish higher than that in 2020. I've got no doubt whatsoever. Brett Ratten at the helm. I like what he's done so far. He's an experienced coach with a whole new group of guys. Heaps of experienced guys from other clubs all look to be quality. So I like what he's putting together list-wise, and I like what he's putting together play structure-wise, Brett Ratten. Really impressed with St Kilda. Love the way Max King's looking. I know they've lost Bruce, but I reckon their forward line's going to be able to kick some good scores. So, yeah, put that in the time capsule. St Kilda definitely improved, finished higher than they did and in last season's ladder wash-up, and they will finish. I reckon they could contend for the 8 in 2020, but they'll at least move up two or three spots. Adelaide will go backward. 11th with 10 wins last season, the Adelaide Crows. They'll struggle to win 10 this year, so that's, I don't mind that going into the time capsule as well. Adelaide, I think, will definitely struggle this season. I'm a bit disappointed by their preseason, and I'm sure a few of their fans are. Carlton, they're a worry too. The Blues finished 16th, though, last year, and most thought they'd improve on that in 2020. I think they still will actually improve on the 16th they had last year, Carlton, but I wouldn't mind hearing from some Carlton fans. But 16th to 15th or 14th is still probably not the kind of improvement Carlton fans were hoping for. It's not too much to expect they'll jump a couple of spots, and but they won't threaten the eight. That's the problem for Carlton fans. And at the end of last season, I thought, and I think a few Carlton fans thought, that they might be the big 2020 improver. I think most believe they might not be now, but I think they still will jump a couple of spots. I think Port fans should start to get used to the thought of having Ken Hinckley around for a little while. I don't think he's going anywhere at the end of this season. I think Port will make the eight. They only missed the eight by one win last year anyway, so it's not a massive prediction. Port won 11 games last season, and Essendon and the Dogs finished 7th and 8th with 12 wins, one ahead of Port Adelaide. So no problem with saying Port will go up, and I think Ken Hinckley will keep his job and be there in 2021. And 1-300-736-736, your thoughts on this. Richmond, West Coast, Brisbane, Collingwood and the Giants, they'll all be the teams fighting for the top four spots and be the flag favourites at various times this year, I reckon. Richmond and the West Coast and Brisbane are just about joint flag favourites now. Collingwood and the Giants will look really good at stages. They already look really good, and they were great last year. Given the Giants made the grand final, they don't have to improve that much. But I want to see Geelong today first before I put them into that bunch of Richmond, West Coast, Brisbane, Collingwood and the Giants. The Cats finished the home and away season top of the ladder last year, so it wouldn't take much for them to drop down to third or fourth, but hey, they might be a better chance to win the flag from third, fourth or fifth than they were from top. 1-300-736-736 is the number. If you'd like to join me, love you to join me. We've got a four-day general admission pass to the Rolex Australian Formula One Grand Prix to give away to the best caller in the next 10 minutes before Nick D'Arcetto joins me. So if you want to jump on the line and you've got a great overreaction that I like the most, then you'll be heading to the Grand Prix on us here at SEN. A four-day general admission pass to the Rolex Australian Formula One Grand Prix, March 12th to 15th, this coming week at Albert Park. 1300 736 736. A few coming through on the speckled text. Carlton looking very ordinary. No progress whatsoever. My overreactions have been with my fantasy team. Every game I change a few players. Gold Coast Crow. Hi, Dwayne. My overreaction to the Swans woke mate finals for the next 3 years. Yeah, the Swans are obviously in a bit of a rebuild mode. Now, Luke Parker was on the show last week and I was kind of ridiculed by a couple on the text for asking him in the question whether he thought they were in a bit of a rebuild mode. He said they weren't. He said that they were still aiming to win the flag. But I think what we've seen from the Swans this year is that most fans and most onlookers believe that the Swans are in a little bit of a rebuild mode, even if the players are still aiming to win a flag. And when is the last time a key position player won the Rising Star like Max King will? I'll have to have a think about that. 1-300-736-736 if you've got an answer to that as well. Take a few of your calls after the break. Give away the four-day general admission pass to the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. Talk to Nick Salcedo as well, SEN and Fox Footy expert. That's all to come on Dwayne's World. Your call's next.